Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Kara Hetland, and as confirmed cases of COVID-19 in South Dakota continue to increase, many people are making some tough decisions about staying home, getting tested, and staying isolated from loved ones. Kevin Wooster has been living the COVID life after a recent exposure to the virus, and you can read about his experiences on his blog at sdpb.org/Wooster. He joins us now on the phone. Kevin, thanks for being here.
Hey, Kurt. Great to be back. An insidious little grandchild exposed us, I'm sure, with nefarious intent.
Who knew?
Who knew? No, we joke. He's a great little kid. You know, those things happen. And it was mostly our fault. Usually it's mostly adults' fault in these things in terms of letting up some of our protocols. We have some grandkids over here on Fridays that we're trying to help with schoolwork when they're remote learning. And you know, sometimes you let up a little bit. I mean, we just happened to let up a little bit on the Friday that he happened to be exposed or happened to test positive 3 days later on a Monday. So we went through I'm at day 13. We're at day 13 of a 14-day self-quarantine.
So first, let's ask your grandchild, okay, healthy?
Yes, he had a tough couple of days, you know. I mean, with the fever and headache and lethargy and some of the other grandkids, several other in his immediate family also came down with it to various degrees, but all doing okay. And then there were three adults, all of whom had closer contact with the source than we did, but you know, we were still close enough and I have a son who's a doctor, so I get a lot of free medical advice from him and I run things by him, and he certainly thought we qualified for a close contact, and so away we went, and kind of living and no symptoms, you know. My wife got a test because she was having some cold-like symptoms last week. As I said, we're on day 13 of 14 days, and her test was negative at six days into it. So, and she hasn't had symptoms since.
So what was it like for you to go about getting a test?
Well, and let me tell you, first of all, I have to confess, I violated protocol in a big way 8 days in when I kissed my wife. And you know, it's funny. The first week of the self quarantine, when she was having those cold like symptoms, and you know, they were similar to what you get in the fall with a fall cold and autumn cold. But these days, you look at everything a little more closely, and it was a challenge to get a test. It took her a couple of days. And that's kind of part of what, you know, I wanted to talk about today, what Monument Health is trying to do and will unveil next week as a way to try and make it easier for people to get through the testing system, because they've got drive-up testing sites throughout the Black Hills. And once you get in there, it's a very easy process, and it's quick and painless and not comfortable necessarily. But it took my wife 2 days to get a test, and she eventually gave up on the Monument system and went into a rapid care clinic by another health entity, which was allowing you to just come in and sign up and sit down and wait a little bit. I didn't want to do that. I didn't feel like I had it, and I didn't want to go into a clinic and sit around very long. And so she ended up going through that process and getting her test and getting her negative result. So that was a 2-day kind of an ordeal trying to get onto the Monument line, where you go through a triage nurse and you schedule that way, and the nurse checks you and everything by phone on what your symptoms are and things like that. And they're going to change that, which we can talk about a little bit more if you want to.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, it's the call to the doctor. I mean, this is how I understand it. It's the call to the physician, the triage is over the phone, and then you get kind of permission to go get in line, right? That they have to have your name. Is that how it goes?
Basically, there's a number to call, and if you call your clinic, they refer you to this number and say, this is the process you go through. And we couldn't get to the triage nurse. Tried three different times, and and, you know, on the phone for half an hour. And maybe if we'd waited for an hour, I talked to a guy who said he waited for an hour and a half to get a, and one time we were sort of timed out, or there was so much a call, such a heavy call load that we were dropped. Another time, you know, my wife just said, I got to do something else right now. And, that is all to talk to a triage nurse who's obviously well qualified to, first of all, decide if you're sick enough that you should see a doctor right away, you know, and that's a very important part of what they do. Or if not, to give you advice on how to treat yourself at home and how to monitor and how to check back in and things like that. For the simple part where you either have no symptoms but you were exposed, or you have very mild symptoms and in each case want a test, the Monument has decided there's really no reason to burden triage nurses with that if you can just find a way to get them signed up with someone else. And that way, you know, there's a nurse shortage. They had had plenty of staffing, and they said, throughout the summer, and then we got into the rally, and we got into the school opening, and we got into some businesses going back more full swing, and we've had this surge, or very, you know, kind of nerve-wracking surge out here now. And they went from, I think the numbers, and my computer locked up so I couldn't go back in and check, I think we're like 250 to 300 calls a day to more than 500 calls a day. So they're just swamped. I mean, they're trying to do what they can. And they'll come up with a new system they'll announce in the coming days that I think is going to really make it a lot easier and a lot, you know, more simplified for people that are just trying to get a test.
Can you give us a preview of what that new system looks like?
Well, we have the Monument Health System, and I have a thing called MyChart, and I think about 35% of the people in the Monument system throughout the Black Hills are signed up for MyChart, which is really a wonderful process that allows you to you know, keep your own medical chart, really, and to schedule appointments with different providers, and to check test results, and to even communicate with providers. And I've done that on a couple of situations with a thing that was on my head, a kind of a growth, and I was able to take a picture of it during the early on in this COVID, you know, isolation period, and have my dermatologist examine it. Felt comfortable that it was not something to worry about, and that it could wait until we could have an in-person appointment. And I had a follow-up to an endoscopy that way, and discussed it. And you know, you can even look at things on screen; they can show you as you're having that. So this is all part of that process. And in this case, those who have MyChart would be a relatively easy process to schedule an appointment for a test, and those that don't would be encouraged and assisted to sign up, or they would be offered another option in terms of a way to just schedule a test and not have to burden the triage nurse if they don't need counseling and assistance and guidance in their health situation.
Well, and you'd be able to see your results, too, probably before anybody would have time to give you a phone call.
Yeah, and that's the other part. How do you get results back quickly? Because if you have MyChart and the way you set that system up, boom, they just send them to you. And it's private, it goes to you, and it works great. So they're all trying to figure this out, as we all are, really. And you know, we were frustrated by the fact we couldn't get through, but I also understood they must just be swamped with the increase in cases, and not just cases, but the increase in the number of people who think they were exposed, maybe have very mild symptoms, but want to get a test, don't necessarily need to see a doctor or even talk to a triage nurse.
And so in your day 13 of 14-day quarantine, have you had new discoveries and changed any habits while you're stuck at home?
Oh, yeah. We never used the call-in grocery order thing and the kind of delivery stuff. And that's great. And, you know, the things that I'm careful, I wear a mask. I try to go to the senior shopping times when it's low volume and everybody's wearing masks. But I go in. I limit my visits as much as possible. And, of course, with this one, especially the first 7 or 8 days after Mary got the negative test and after we passed the, you know, most symptoms present most of the time when it's going to in 5 to 7 days, but it can be up to 14, which is why you've got that stretch there. And every day that we went past that 7 or 8 day, we relaxed just a little bit. But we've learned much more in terms of shopping online and not having to go in ourselves. And And we had already had practice in isolating, you know, because we all reacted last spring. Ironically enough, we were all the most careful, I think, when there was the least amount of concern, really, or least amount of real concern. There weren't that many cases around, and we were all loosening up about the time the surge came. So now we're going to have to tighten back down again, and this certainly helped us get back in that mode.
How are you going to move forward, having had this experience?
Tomorrow night sometime, I'm going to give my wife a kiss without worrying about it. I think that's one of the ways I'm going to do it. And, you know, that's a reflexive thing. We set up when we heard about the contacts. We set up in different bedrooms and had different bathrooms on different floors and, you know, tried to separate ourselves as much as possible. By day eight, we're in the kitchen together. We're not as, you know, maintaining that as much as we did earlier, and we're doing something, and she said something I laughed at, and we, you know, it's just reflex. It's like a sneeze. You kind of hug her and give her a kiss, and afterwards we kind of looked at each other and went, nah, no, probably not a good idea. Haven't had another one since then, but I'm looking forward to one here next day or so.
All right.
Yeah.
Anything else to look forward to as you see what's happening with the president and quarantining and your experience? Anything you're going to relate to that in your blog?
Well, listen, my experience is that, you know, everybody in our family group that was exposed, the ones who got sick, got quite sick. And these are young, healthy people with no pre-existing conditions. They didn't have to go to the hospital. They didn't have serious breathing problems. But they were very sick. And to have the president say, you don't have to be afraid of this virus. I'm sorry, Mr. President, I'm afraid of this virus. And I'm going to continue to be afraid of it, not in a debilitating way, not so that I stop living my life. But I think a healthy dose of fear on this is a good thing. We want to use it smartly, but we want to use it. And, you know, this was a reminder of that to me. Because my wife and I, when we heard, we were kind of scared.
Thanks, Kevin.